Back now with Day to Day, a long list of legal troubles. It gets longer for the leading provider of over-the-internet telephone service, the company Vantage. Vantage today announced that it is the subject of a patent infringement lawsuit from its rival, Verizon. This after Vantage's disappointing debut on the stock market last month. Marketplace New York Bureau Chief Bob Moon joins us with more on the story. Bob, the timing of this Verizon suit, is this a coincidence or related to something else?
Well, by the way, Alex, you say Vantage, I say Vonage. I'm not sure which it is, but already a handful.
I don't know either because I don't use the company's products yet, but I see it both ways. But go on, sorry.
Well, already there are a handful of lawsuits out there over Vonage's really disastrous initial public stock offering. Now, this certainly is a reflection of the cutthroat competition that's developed in the phone business in the past few years. Vonage is struggling. It's getting kicked while it's down by one of its principal and really powerful rivals, Verizon. Keep in mind, just a few years ago, Vonage came onto the scene, really blew away the profit margins that the big phone companies were operating under. They were grabbing customers with their $30 a month unlimited long-distance plans. A lot of the pricing out there today is a result of the pricing that Vonage offers. Some of the big phone companies had to jump into this voice-over internet arena faster than they were planning. Now we have Verizon coming back and claiming in its lawsuit, and this is a quote here, through its product and service offerings, Vonage has appropriated the results of years of research conducted by Verizon and its predecessors. There's some discussion out there on the blogs on the internet today that this sure looks like sweet revenge for Verizon, that one writer pointing out the lawsuit doesn't even need to be successful. Just this news can hurt Vonage's stock price.
What is the technology at issue here that Verizon is complaining about?
Well, Verizon says Vonage is infringing on seven of its patents that are related to voice over internet protocol, this technology known as VoIP. It's claiming that it holds the rights to such ideas as call forwarding, voicemail, the use of Wi-Fi handsets. Just last year, by the way, a subsidiary of Sprint Nextel filed a patent infringement lawsuit along these same lines. For its part, Vonage issued a statement today saying it's using proprietary technology and technology that it's licensed, and it's going to vigorously defend this lawsuit.
So Vonage is a leading provider of broadband telephone service. Isn't that supposed to be the next big business for the internet?
Yeah, and it does still seem to be the next big thing. The issue here is that all the big phone companies are now jumping in, and they're turning their big guns on Vonage. Today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're getting a new perspective on the future of radio from the head of Sirius Satellite Radio.
All right. Well, perhaps we'll definitely listen for that. Thank you very much, Bob Moon of Public Radio's Daily Business Show, Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.